Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk for July the 4th. July the 4th. Just think, in 2016, it'll be, let's see, 1776, 1976. Just trying to think, it'll be 150 years, I think. 140 years? Check that out, 2006. Yeah, it'll be 140 years from Independence Day. Anyway, this program is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
Strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Sunshiny day.
Oh, sunshiny day. Stay around for a while. Heather McCready. I just love this album. And you know, it's one of those albums I pull it out and I kind of forget that I had it. It just kind of just hangs around and all of a sudden it just shows up. And then I listen to it and go, wow, this is just great. And, you know, if she writes and sings and is the way that she writes and sings, because there are folks, you know, like really, really hard folks, cutting edge folks and edgy folks, that when they write, all their softness and gentleness comes out in their songwriting, and then it works vice versa. There are folks who are very soft and gentle, and then their hard edge comes out in the actual songwriting. And it makes you wonder what Heather McCready is really like. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Maher. This is Inland Folk for the 4th of July, and I'm assuming that a lot of people aren't even listening to this show because it's a show that happens when there are parades, morning parades, and picnics, and baseball, and all things American. And I am not, you know, the kind of person that gets so totally into patriotism, you know what I mean, that I don't recognize some of the things that as a country, you know, that we do that are probably incorrect. But at the same time, there's something about the 4th of July. And when you think about a nation that was colonialized, a nation that was oppressed, which the American colonies were by Great Britain, even though they didn't get it, they thought of themselves as the mother nation. And they couldn't quite understand why Americans were so upset before the Revolution. But it's that taxation thing, man. You can't be doing that unnecessarily and then just take all the money and go and spend it on the monarchy. Doesn't work that way. So anyway, you know, I think about it, and you go to these things, and there are community bands and all the things that really are American. It's really cool. It's really neat. And all countries have them. And these aren't the things that harm people. These are the things that people are proud of. These are the things that people really, really admire and all this kind of thing. And so I'll tell you, there's nothing better than a community band playing the Stars and Stripes Forever. There's nothing better than your favorite baseball team on the 4th of July winning a game on a walk-off home run. And there's nothing better than fireworks, even though they're expensive. And the insurance on the things are incredible. I mean, just geez. But you know, you got it. You know, if you're one of those bitter liberals that goes out and says, "Oh, this is all wrong, and all politicians suck," and all this kind of thing, you need to put that in the background, because you got to remember there are reasons why countries exist. And sure, we're arrogant. Sure, we're all these different things. But at the same time, you know what I mean? Any country that brings in folks and provides for them something like a community band or the ability to just sit back and enjoy what a country is all about, then, hey, that's pretty cool, because there are a lot of countries where what they're all about just isn't that enjoyable. All righty? And that's enough for the soapbox. I think lately on the show I've been getting into kind of saying stuff like that at the very beginning of the show, because the rest of the show is going to be music. Speaking of cutting edge, Corbin Keep, the Keeper of the Wild Cello, is the name of this album. And it is pretty wild. The whole thing is wild. He's a wild kind of guy, Corbin Keep. And he's a cellist, and he just kind of does his thing. Here we go. Oh, my. Is he here then? Yeah.
Wanting something more than what you're given. Searching, striving, listening for the news. Waiting for a spark of inspiration. Moving ever closer to your truth. Take your place where you belong. In the joy of your own song. This very moment is a chance. Dust of rosin flies, let's dance. Playing, reveling, howling till the morning. Gathered here among our own. Leaping, reaching, touching realms unknown. Dreaming
dreams we've shared at last come home. Touch these strings and hear them ring. Your true voice to this now bring. Tonight a feast for ears and soul. Seize this time, let's rock and roll.
No. the pulse of the forest. He's the voice of your very spirit. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? It's calling for you. It's calling for you. It's calling for you silently. For you, it's calling to you silently. But I'm not silent.
Corbin Keep from his album, The Keeper of the Wild Cello. And yes, indeed, he's kind of a wild man. He's got a newsletter and everything. Comes out once a month, and he talks about cellists and cellos and his gigs and all kinds of things. I can't even think of it. It's a clever name for a newsletter, newskeeper, cello. It's something very, very cool. Corbin Keep doesn't necessarily always think in a linear fashion, does he? And that's cool. We like that kind of thing. And then when we listen to enough of that, it's great to come back to Heather McCready, who thinks in a linear fashion musically. And it's just wonderful. Just a straightforward, pretty simple album. Here we go, Heather McCready.
Bluebird's coming with a song for you. He's gonna sit upon your shoulder and he'll sing you. wait and see. Feeling low, it's gonna get better, don't let go. It's gonna get better, wait and see. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be okay. It'll all come about now. Just give it a day. So wipe your frown away. It's gonna work itself out. Just give it a day.
Aliens, why do I like them? Maybe I am one, I don't know. Aliens, do they listen to talk radio when they drive their UFOs? Aliens, what would I feed them if they arrived at my door? Aliens, how would I know them if they look like my cat? Aliens, what if they're lizards? Trembles the earth like he owns the place. And up to now, perhaps that's been the case. But watch the skies, 'cause they come from outer space. Aliens, why do I like them? Maybe I am one, I don't know. Aliens, are they really out there? Or just a stupid TV show?
Clear my eyes so I can see. I am blinded by the dark in me. Clear my eyes so I am not blind. And open up my eyes till I see heaven. Pure light, pure sight. Pure sound, nothing around. Purely good, purely right. Clear my mind, give me sight. Clear my ears so I can hear. I am deafened by the noise I hear. Entering into my
Heather McCready. I've had this album now for 3 or 4 years, and I don't know if Heather McCready's come out with something new. I don't believe so, or I haven't seen it anyway, and we haven't gotten it, or no one's gotten it in the mail. But wow, if she asks, if it's like this, she needs to keep pumping out more stuff. It's not necessarily that it's feel-good stuff as much as it is straighten-you-out type stuff, which then makes you feel good. She puts everything in such a bottom-line perspective, but it's not like that kind of perspective that says, oh, this is reality, this is the harshness of the world type thing. It's the kind of reality that says, look, there's a lot of harshness out there, and yet we got to deal with it because it's out there, so therefore, let's do it this way and make sure we get the best out of it. And, you know, that's just Heather McCready's thing when she writes. Clarity, give up the day, take your time and energy and take your thought process and make things work. Work through stuff. There's no sense in doing all this negative stuff. Love it, love it, love it. Corbin Keep, same thing. Now, he was concerned about aliens. That's really funny. We're all carbon-based units there. Corbin Keep from his album. His album, The Keeper of the Wild Cello. All righty. So where are we at here? This is the Flying Burrito Brothers. We don't play them very often, but this is later Flying Burrito Brothers. Easy to get on. Oh my gosh, I'm late for the break. I am. I should have done the break before we did that. Oh, well, what the heck? Here we go. Here's the break. Inland Folks, production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maurer, coming right back. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, providing a stage for live American roots music featuring jazz, bluegrass, and blues. Open daily with a menu of traditional pub fare, craft beers, and cocktails. Rico's, a gathering place in Pullman since 1909.
Looking like another hot day on the Palouse and in the valley, but fortunately, breezy winds should keep things from overheating too much. Highs this afternoon, 94 in Pullman and Moscow, 103 in Lewiston and Clarkston. All throughout the day and tonight, skies should be clear, so you'll have a great view of any fireworks shows you might be going to this evening.
In America, you got food to eat. You don't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mamba snake. Just a sweet watermelon and a buckwheat case. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb a bull, little walk and say, we will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Every man is free to take care of his home and his family. Be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. Are you all gonna be an American? So just say, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away.
I've got a couple of copies of this album in my library. It's on Sugar Hill Records. It is a tribute to Randy Newman. Randy Newman, of course, who is the son of Alfred Newman, who composed a lot of music for movies in the 30s and 40s. Comes from a pretty major family of music. And, of course, Alfred Newman was all about classical. And Randy Newman sort of inherited that part of it. But Randy Newman also has a very, very quirky wit. And it shows in a lot of things that he does. And some of the stuff he does is so cutting edge and so right on target that it torques a lot of people off. And that's Randy Newman for you. And this album has a lot of great stuff and a lot of good artists on here doing various Randy Newman songs. And it's great. It's on Sugar Hill. A tribute to Randy Newman. Tim O'Brien, their Sail Away. In America, they got Spiders and Snakes. And this is the album that has Reckless Kelly and Joe Ely doing Rider in the Rain. It has, it just has lots of great people. The Ducks doing Political Science. We're going to hear that in a second. But right now, we're going to lighten it up with a little bit of kind of a swing action, honky-tonk swing thing. Indeed, with Rosie Flores. And it sounds like this.
Surfing too. Boom goes London and boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. And every city, the whole world round, will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it'll be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, better the Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now. Hello, neighbor.
Louisiana, it's shining, they try to wash us away. shot. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana, pretty time.
Sonny Landris, Louisiana. Oh my goodness, that is awesome. Sonny Landris, he was here about 4 or 5 years back for the Rendezvous. And Rosie Flores there in that set, Will Survive. And she is interesting. This is a kind of a, she's from Texas, and she does a lot of cool stuff. This is kind of a diverse album. We're going to hear one of her rockabilly cuts in just a second. It's called, I think it's called River Song. I think is what it's called. If it's not called that, I'll let you know. But we have just enough time, I think, in this first hour to play this tune. Alrighty? Rosie Flores, here we go.
Riding in front, woo! Burning rubber, faster than speed of light.
59 Tweedledee had nothing to do with River Song. I think we got our wires crossed there. 59 Tweedledee, good rockabilly song. She cooks on it, doesn't she? Rosie Flores. Oh, indeed, indeed. Boy, we've just buzzed right through the first hour of the show here on a 4th of July show, and I hope it's not raining. We're actually recording this show on May the 12th. And we've got Un Jung Shin in the studio. And she will have been back from Korea by a week after this show airs. But she wants to be mysterious. So she's going to Korea because she probably works for the CIA and is involved in huge international espionage. But she has to be mysterious. And that's cool. Okay? And so, you know, don't even think about it. Just don't even think about it. But she probably controls the affairs of the entire nation. All righty. If you want to email me at dsanddaniel@wsu.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. We'll be coming back with a little John Denver from the old Spirit album, which is an album that came out in about 1976. It's got some good stuff on it. We'll hear from that. We've got some Native American stuff. We have some Richard Crean. He's going to be at the Damon Barn next Saturday night, the 11th of July. So that's going to be awesome. Richard Crean. Alrighty. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back. We have lots more music. You just hold your horses because we are coming back, so hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.